This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Start your day right with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy. Back on Texans 360, Cody White, Texans offensive lineman, rehabbing from an injury. We'll find out what he's been up to. Also, the Houston Texans cheerleaders, they're never too far away here on Texans 360. But now, we mentioned the draft is less than 2 weeks away. John Harris and DP Sidhu give you a preview of some pass rushers.
With the 2015 NFL draft quickly approaching, we're going to talk pass rushers here with sideline analyst and football expert John Harris. John, at number 16, should the Texans go pass rusher? Who makes the most sense and who would be a good fit for this team?
Well, I think one guy that I really like from an athletic standpoint, that's Bud Dupree, outside linebacker from Kentucky, a true outside linebacker, not a guy transitioning from defensive end to outside linebacker. He played a little bit of both while he was at Kentucky, but his last year he did a lot of standing up, dropping in coverage, did a lot of what the Texans would ask him to do as an outside linebacker, and he's a freak of nature, DP. 6'4", 269, had a 42-inch vertical at the combine, and that was shorter than what he had done at Kentucky when he did a 44-inch vertical. It's a freak, athletically speaking, but he's got some room to grow as a football player, and that's a good thing. He's got so much quickness off the edge, but he's not completely polished. So I think at 16, they'd get a player with athleticism that maybe we haven't seen here, but yet not the full complement of football skills that he's going to need. But those are skills that he can learn down the road.
Another guy that seems to be moving all over the draft boards is Shane Ray. Do you think he'll be available at number 16? And if so, does he make sense for this team?
He's probably one of the most polarizing draft prospects out there. And he may be number one as far as the most polarizing players out there, because many people thought he would go top five. There's no way he's getting out of the top five. And now you see some mock drafts even going at number 16 to the Houston Texans. I'm one of those that thinks he probably will be gone by 16. I love his burst off the edge. He's probably the quickest pass rusher. I don't think he plays the run exceptionally well, but at 250 pounds, he can put his hand down, he can stand up. I think Shane Ray's polarizing for a reason, but the athleticism is there, and you can't ever have enough pass rushers, and that's what he is. If that's all he is in year one, he's a pass rusher, he'll get you double-digit sacks, and any team will take that. So does he get all the way to 16? I think it'd be an upset, but I think the Texans would have to look very hard at Shane Ray of Missouri if he is there at that spot.
All right, let's talk about this class of pass rushers as a whole. How deep is this class for the draft, and is there somebody in the later rounds that the Texans may target?
Well, I think there are two guys from Louisville to keep an eye on. Lorenzo Maldon is one of them, had a highly productive year. He's got a really impressive background where he came from. He had been bouncing around from foster family to foster family, eventually got settled at Louisville, and you can see it in his play. He's probably a round three, round four guy, and his teammate, Deontrez Mount on the other side. Those guys played outside linebacker at Louisville, so the transition, I think, for them is probably a little bit easier. And then BYU's outside linebacker, Lonnie Fua. He's 6'5". He's a former volleyball player, but a ton of athleticism. And at the combine, he had a 6.36-second three-cone, which is amazing, which proves his change of direction. And he hasn't played a lot of football because he played volleyball in high school, but I think he's a project in later rounds that Texans may ultimately look at. I know a few teams have been interested, the Patriots being one of them. I think he could come here and be an athlete, running out special teams, and eventually work his way into the rotation.
Great stuff, as always, from John Harris. You know what else is impressive? The John Harris 100. It's brought to you by Toshiba, and you can catch it on HoustonTexans.com.
Good draft talk as we prepare ourselves for some new Texans coming into the fold, possibly. The cheerleaders, their squad is all set. They had a photo shoot. We'll see some of the highlights next, and also check in with offensive lineman Cody White here on Texans 360.